Text for our sermon this evening, that parable of the sower from Matthew 13, especially these words. And Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, "The sower went out to sow." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We focus on the parables of Jesus this Lent in that devotional book and in our midweeks. It's wonderful, isn't it? Because the parables are so memorable. You hear it once and immediately you remember it. And yet, because Jesus is not speaking as plainly as he does in other places of Scripture, parables come with the danger of interpreting them wrongly. But here we've got the parable of the sower who goes out to sow. And as he sows, some seed falls along the path, and the birds come and eat it. Some falls on rocky ground and is scorched. Some falls along thorns and is choked before it can grow too much. And other seed, well, you know, it falls on good soil and produces that crop, 160 30 times indeed. It's tempting, isn't it, to take the parable right there. Jesus is reminding us of who the good soil is. Are you good soil? It seems like Jesus is asking the crowds and us. And our response? Of course. Of course I'm the good soil. Yes, Jesus, I'm better than those who hear the good news of the gospel and fall away. I'm better than those who have been choked out by the cares of the world. I'm better than those who the devil has snatched their faith right away. Of course, I'm the good soil. But you see, that's the temptation we have with parables, isn't it? To put ourselves at the center. It's so easy to do as we read the parable. I'm the good soil. It's me. But that puts me at the center of this parable. Now, when we read parables, Jesus is always the center of the parable. Every single one. The center, the subject is Jesus, not me. And not you. The parables are all about what Jesus does for us. How he has come in flesh to save us from our sins through his death upon the cross. So all of the parables have at their core Jesus doing that for us. So if our first thought is, yes, I'm the good soil, we're missing something here. The way Jesus began the parable, isn't it? Even if you were the best soil, what could grow in you without that sower coming along to sow? If you've got a barren field, what's going to grow if nobody plants, if nobody tends, if nobody waters and fertilizes? What have you got? Well, a field of weeds. That's not going to bear any kind of fruit. As we focus on ourselves, we forget about that sower. He's the one where the parable begins. The sower went out to sow. And so he did. But what kind of sower was he? Not a very wise one. He's throwing his seeds everywhere. The path and the rocks and the thorn bushes. What kind of farmer would do that? Take the GPS off the tractor and just pile it blindfolded. I don't think any farmer would do that, but this guy does. It's almost like he is blindfolded, just throwing seed. Does he bother to plow it in, fertilize it, or water it? We're not told. But he's an unusual farmer. Are we then the good soil? Well, You know what has to be done to the soil to make it good. Before the sower plants, there must be some kind of work. The soil must be tilled up. The weeds must be pulled out, otherwise, amid the planting, all the weeds will just come right back up. There's got to be some work done to make any kind of soil good. This parable invites us to examine ourselves. Are we the good soil? How good are we? Now, that's a different kind of question, isn't it? We stop comparing ourselves to the other kinds of places the seed fell and ask, how good are we? Well, we're in worship sometimes, honoring the third commandment sometimes, honoring the first sometimes. But maybe we have other things that encroach on God's predominance in our lives. Maybe we don't always honor authority as we ought. Maybe we think bad thoughts about others and break that fifth commandment. Maybe we lust after other people or what they've got once in a while. How good are we? The litmus test for good soil is absolute perfection. There's no kind of good, or mostly good. In this parable, it's either perfect, or it's rocks, or path, or thorns. It's a different thing, isn't it? When we stop our sinful pride, making the parable all about us, putting us at the center, thinking that we're the good soil. Good enough, Jesus. Now, you know the truth. The kind of soil that you are deep down. It might look good on the surface, right? But deep down, there's that rocky ledge of sin that no roots of any kind of plant could penetrate, that any kind of seed planted there would just die. Sinful through and through. We're worse than the path or the rocks or the thorns. Nothing can even penetrate our sinful heart. Not one thing. Well, there is one thing, right? If when the sower goes out to sow, he sows his word upon us, and the word changes us. It takes us from being that rocky ledge of sin in which nothing could ever grow and makes us into good soil. It's not me or you that's good soil, but God's word transforms us. By his grace, we are made into a pleasant planting. That's what the sower does, isn't it? As he throws that seed, that word out, the word transforms. Transforms you. He washes you clean through baptism. He forgives you all your sins. Softens that rocky heart of sin. His word takes root. Not because you're good soil, but because of the power of his word. That same word that cast out demons and calmed the storms and raised the dead is planted in you. The power of that word, you understand who your Savior is. That foolish sower who sowed the word in you, what a foolish man, for you are sinful through and through. And yet he loves you. Desires to use you for his kingdom? Yes, indeed. He's thrown that word upon you generously and liberally. He has watered and fertilized and blessed that planting abundantly. Not because you're good soil, because he's the sower. Because his word does not return to him void, but accomplishes his purpose to forgive your sins to strengthen your faith. You see, this parable is all about how much God loves you, that he would take you, the worst sinner, the rockiest soil, the most unfit place to plant, and by the power of his word, transform you into his beautiful creation. That you, that beautiful creation, would go out and bear fruit. That you would live your life impacting others and showing them the amazing things that God has done for you. That word would be cast upon them, that they would be transformed in the forgiveness of their sins. This parable is all about Jesus and the great love he has for you. He has transformed you from a sinner to a saint through the death that he underwent. On that cross, he took your sins. He took all of them. What a foolish Savior he was. To forgive you, a sinner, God died. Praise be to God that he indeed is so foolish to die for sinners and to forgive even us. In his name, amen.